And it's people in your neighborhood. And this morning I'm joined by Abby Edwardson from Rollins Library. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, William. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. So I hope you had a good New Year's.
I did. How about you?
I had a fantastic one.
Great. Good to hear.
I was actually able to stay up late this year.
I was not. So you're ahead of me. It's going to be a good year at Rollins Library, though. Starting tomorrow, we have the World Braille Day birthday program. So I don't know if everyone is familiar with Braille, but for the blind and visually impaired, it's a system that you can read with your fingers so you can still read. And so the inventor of that system, his name was Louis Braille, and he invented that system. He was blind himself and finished the system, the Braille system, at 15 years old. And it's really a cool thing. And the state library that we partner with, they actually have the Braille alphabet in Legos, so you can like spell out your name or feel what the letters look like. So we're going to celebrate literacy for everyone, including the blind, tomorrow, and that's at 10 a.m. and you can't have a birthday party without cake, so there will be some cake too. But I also wanted to let you know that if you're in town and you have a visual impairment and you cannot read, there are resources that we can help you get for free through the federal government in conjunction with the state library. So we are going to have Josh Easter from the state library at Rollins Library tomorrow morning for the Braille Day at 10. And you could qualify for a free talking book machine. So if you are struggling to read or you can't hold a book or macular degeneration, anything like that, tomorrow is a great day to stop out and get resources on that. Bring your loved ones, your family. We would be more than happy to connect you to those resources for the blind or visually impaired. So tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
That's awesome. I think Braille is a fantastic, first of all, he was 15. And it's just Braille, I think, is a, you know, just a fantastic, basically, invention that it allows people to be, I know, you know, they can have people read to them, but it's not the same.
Right. You know? And it's really cool for anyone, kids especially, that you can come in and you can actually see what Braille is and use it and check it out. It's just very educational and really cool. So then we're going to keep the New Year theme going on to Monday after school, January 6th. We're going to be making sparkly snowflakes, so you can take some snowflakes home to decorate your house. And then Tuesday, January 7th, that's going to be a big day at the library. That's our senior day, so we have the coffee pot and the cookies for the seniors. Just come on in, check out what you want. We're going to have the new large print books out. Those are books that anyone could read, but they're more tailored towards seniors for eye strain. And then you can also get a free ride to the library if you're a senior citizen. And so you can just call River City's Transit a day ahead of time. And then we also have our cozy book club at 9:30 in the morning, and that book club is in large print. And then moving on to after school on Tuesday, we're starting a teen and tween crochet club. So it's middle school and up. It starts at 3:30. We're going to break out the popcorn machine, and we're going to teach you how to crochet. So Joanne, our children's librarian, is going to do that. And we're going to have a sign up every month where you can come in and learn to do that. But we just need to know how many are coming. So that's Tuesday after school. And then Tuesday evening, we have a book club, and they read a very diverse group of books. So they vote what they want to read each month. So they read mystery and thriller and nonfiction, all different kinds of books. It's really a good book club, and that'll be at 6:30 on Tuesday night. And then Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we're having our board game night. So for adults. So lots to do for kids and families to get out and enjoy the library. So
the adult board game night, you would like for people to register for that, don't you?
You can come. It's just nice if we know how many people are coming. But yeah, if you could, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. So we have a big collection of interactive mystery games, and that's what that is, where you kind of solve the crime and then figure it out. And then it's a good way to meet people and check out the library and all the books that we've got.
Absolutely. And everybody, you can keep track of all the events going on at the library. Just go to rollinslibrary.org.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Abby.
Thank you. Have a happy new year.
And you too.
Thank you.